If a person's getting an aliyah, is he allowed to tell the person calling him up what his name is by saying, my name is Yisrael ben Yaakov, if his father's name is Yaakov? Or is this disrespectful, and perhaps you have to say, my name is Yisrael ben Reb Yaakov? Because if you don't add the title Reb before describing your father's name, you're over on the Isser of mentioning your father's name directly without giving a title beforehand. A similar shiloh could be asked, what if you're a gabai and you're giving your father an aliyah? Do you say, Yamoid Abamori or Avimori, and you don't mention any name of your father? Or can you say, Avimori and mention his name, Avimori Yaakov, by mentioning his name after first giving a title? That is the question that we're going to discuss, and this is a big shiloh in the Paiskin. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph from the Beis, tells us that there's an Isser for a person to mention the name of his father and the name of his Rebbe. You're not allowed to refer to your father by name directly or to your Rebbe by referring him directly by his name. That's the halach. And it's Kepaskin in Shulchan Aruch, both in Hilchas Kibud Av Eim and Siman Reish Mem. And it's also in Hilchas Kvayd Rabbi, in Reish Mem Beis. So this is a Mefurisha Halacha, that you're not allowed to refer to your father, your parent, by their name directly. And you cannot also refer to your Rebbe by mentioning their name directly. Now, there's an interesting exception to the rule, and that is that many Paiskim hold that when, if let's say a person's father is sick, or a person's let's say, wanting to daven for his Rebbe, or he wants to daven for his father, and he wants to mention them, their name in their tefillos. Does he mention them directly, by name, when davening to Hashem? Or perhaps even during tefillah, and he must mention a title before describing his father or his Rebbe, because it's disrespectful to mention them directly by name in his tefillos. So, many Achrenim hold that the exception to the rule is when you're mentioning your father or your Rebbe, derech tefillah. And this comes from the Sefer Chassidim, where the Sefer Chassidim says that when you mention your father or your Rebbe in your tefillahs, let's say a person's sick, then you should not mention them by adding a title before their name, because derech tefillah, you don't give any titles. Now, why is that? So, there are two reasons brought down. In the Paiskim, the Ben Ishchai brings this down, the Chidah brings this down. There are two reasons why the Sefer Chassidim says not to mention him with first adding a title. First of all, he says, it's disrespectful to Rabbi Shalom. When you're in the middle of communicating and discussing something and pleading your case before the Rabbi Shalom, you don't give other titles. You don't give other titles shal kavod when you're in the middle of trying to beseech the Rabbi Shalom and Mivakish Rachmim from him directly by putting in other titles and other Dvarim Shal Kavod. That's A. B, since you're not actually referring to your father, you're not calling your father, you're not talking about your father, you're just mentioning his name, Derech Tefila, the entire Isser of mentioning your father by name doesn't apply in this case, and it's not disrespectful, so the whole Isser wasn't Bechlal in place when it's Derech Tefila. But al kaponim, that's the exception to the rule. In general, there is an Isser to mention your father or your Rebbe by name. Perhaps the exception might be, according to many Paiskim, when it comes to tefillah, you mention the name directly. Other Paiskim disagree, but this is the shita of the Sefer Chassidim. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha down, both in Hilchas Kibud Av Eim, about mentioning your father's name, and in Hilchas Kvayd Rabbi in Reish Mem Beis, in Yeridea. However, the way that the Ramah codifies this halacha is different when it comes to Kibud Av Eim than the way he codifies it in Hilchas Kvayd Rabbi. And this is very interesting. The Ramah in Hilchas Kibud Av Eim makes no distinction in how you present your father. And no matter what, he just brings down the halacha, he doesn't comment on the Shulchan Aruch, then you cannot mention your father by name, you cannot refer to him by name. However, in Siman Reish Mem Beis Seif Tezvov, when it comes to the halachas of being mechabed your Rebbe properly and not mentioning your Rebbe's name, says the Rambam, this isser of mentioning your Rebbe's name only applies if you're mentioning his name directly. If let's say your Rebbe's name is Yaakov, so you can't say Yaakov said or Yaakov, come here. You don't mention the Rebbe's name directly. However, if let's say you want to add a title before calling his name, you want to say Reb Pliny or Harav Pliny, even though you're going to mention him by name, if you add a title first, it's Mutter. That is the Shita of the Rambah. If you say Rebbe Meiri Pliny, then it's Mutter, even though you're mentioning the Rebbe's name directly. What's the source of the Rambah? In the Darkei Moshe, he brings that the source is from Rashi and Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Ezehu Apikiris. What is the definition of an Apikiris? How do you become an Apikiris? And there are different Pshatim over there in the Gemara. Rav Nachman says, if you refer to your Rebbe by name, that's something that puts you into the category of being an Apikiris, and you lose your Chilek Leilam Haba. That's a very Chomer de Geisr. And says the Gemara, that's why Gehazi was punished. And says the Gemara, Gehazi referred to Elisha, his Rebbe, by name. And since he referred to his Rebbe by name, that's why he had the status of an Apikiris, and that's why he had such a severe Einish. And says the Gemara. Now, Rashi says, what was the problem? Because he called his Rebbe Elisha by name. He said, Pliny. And says Rashi, and he didn't say Rebbe Pliny. He didn't say Rebbe Meiri Pliny. He didn't add a title first before mentioning Elisha's name. He said, just said Elisha. He just said Pliny. Since he didn't say first Rebbe Meiri Pliny, and he didn't add a title before mentioning his name, that's why he had the status of Apikiris. Zokta Darki Moshe, Zokta Ramo. Smashba from Rashi, that if he would have taka added a title before mentioning Elisha's name, it would have been Beseder, it would have been Mutter. So Meila, Zokta Ramal, you see from this Rashi that if you mention your Rebbe's name, but you first add a title, it's Mutter. Azoi Zokta Ramal Darki Moshe, based on the Rashi in Sanhedrin. Now, the Shach has a very difficult opinion over here. All the Achreinim are bothered with this Psak of the Shach. But the Shach says something very mechudish there. Says the Shach, this that the Ramah is saying, that it's mutter to say your Rebbe's name directly if you add a title first, that's only in the case in a case similar to the case of Elisha and Gehazi, where Gehazi mentioned Elisha's name before coming into his presence. He wasn't in the presence of Elisha at the time when he mentioned his name. Only then, Rashi's saying that it would have been mutter if he would have added a title before mentioning his name. However, if, let's say, it would have been in the presence of Elisha, if it would have been Bafanov, then even if you added a title before mentioning the Rebbe's name, it's Osir. That's the Shita of the Shach. The Shita of the Shach is that the heter that you have to mention the Rebbe's name after first adding a title, that only applies if it's Shaloi Bafanov. If it's Bafanov, it's Osir. Even if you add a title before mentioning the name, even if you say Reb Yaakov or Harav Shlema, if you mention a title before mentioning his name, it's not mutter unless it's Shlei Befanov. If it's Befanov, it's Aser. All of the Achreinim are matmi on the Shach. The Pri Chadosh, Kiv Eger, they all ask that L'chair it's Mefurish a Pasuk, not like him. The Pasuk says that Eldad and Medad were Misnabe, they had a Nevuah, that Yeshua was going to be Machnis, Klal Yisrael, into Eretz Yisrael, and the Gadol Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu, will die. And when hearing this Nevuah, Yeshua got upset, and he tells Moshe, Adoni Moshe Kloim. Adoni Moshe stopped them in their tracks, and he told them to take care of Eldad and Medad. He was very upset at the Nevuah that they were saying. What did he say? Adoni Moshe. He mentioned Moshe specifically by name. This is Yeshua, his Talmud. And he said Moshe's name by first adding a title, Adoni Moshe. Yet, it was Mutter. And over there, it was Befanov. It was in his presence. And still, it was Mutter since he added a title before mentioning the name. So, Memela, it's Tamua on the Shach. According to the Shach, if you mention the father by name, it's also, even if you mention a title, if it's in his presence. And Memela, the Achreinim say that it's Tamua, and that's why most Achreinim Taka assume, not like the Shach, the Goin, all the other Paiskim say, that even if it's Befanov, if you mention the father's name, it's Aser, it's Mutter, if you add a title firsthand beforehand. That's the Shita of most Achreinim. Now, this is very Nageya, if a person gets an Aliyah. If a person gets an Aliyah, he's asked, what's your name? And his name is Yisrael ben Yaakov. So should he? Can he say Yisrael ben Yaakov? So he should, according to what we're saying now, even if his father's there, l'chayra, according to most places, he could say Yisrael ben Reb Yaakov. But according to the Shach, you might have a problem, because according to the Shach, when it's befonov, you can't mention your father's name even by adding a title. So even if you say Yisrael ben Reb Yaakov, it would still be a problem if your father's there. That's what l'chayra should come out like the Shach, which is a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. And certainly if you're the gabbai giving your father an aliyah and he's there, if it's befonov, by adding a title, according to the Shach, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem because according to the Shach, even befonov, it's usur, even though you add a title first, if you mention him by name. Lemaisa, most Paiskim disagree with the Shach, and they hold that you could, in fact, say Yisrael ben Reb Yaakov, even if it's your father's there. Now, the question is as follows. The Ramah mentions this heter, that you could say your Rebbe's name if you first add a title, only in Hilchus Kfaid Rabbi, only in Simon Reish Mem Beis. He doesn't mention this qualification, this heter, when it comes to Hilchus Kibbud Avaim. When it comes to mentioning your father's name, he doesn't insert this dispensation that you could mention your father's name if you add a title. And the question is, perhaps if you get an aliyah, it should be usur if you're talking about your father's name. Because even when it comes to adding a title, it should be usur, because the Ramah never mentioned the heter of adding a title before mentioning your father's name. He only mentioned this heter by Kvod Rabbi before mentioning your Rebbe's name. The Yamshel Shleima Taka in Kedushin Simen Samachei Taka holds that this heter of saying your Rebbe's name, if you add a title first, only applies to your Rebbe and not to your father. Why? Because he says your Rebbe, you could have many Rebbeim. You could have many Rebbeim, and therefore it's necessary to identify him by saying his specific name. So first you say a title, and then you say his name, and then it's mutter, because you need to identify him. Mashenkin, your father, there's no reason to have a need to identify him, because you only have one father. So it's not like it's difficult to know which father you're talking about. And Mamela, by him, you shouldn't mention a name, title. Before mentioning a name, you should just say the title. You should say Abba or Abba Mori. You shouldn't say his specific name, Bechlal. Now, the place can point out, the Pesach Teshuva brings down, that if this is the reason why we're machmir by a father, since there's no need to identify him, then even according to the Yamshel Shleima, it should be mutter to identify your father by mentioning his specific name if you first add a title, if you are trying to get an aliyah. Because then, Taka, there is a need to identify your father by name. Yeah. The guy's trying to find out what your aliyah should be like, he should call you up for an aliyah. And since over there it is necessary to mention his name to identify him, in that case, Taka would be mutter, even like the Marshal. Lemaisa, most Paiskim disagree with the Marshal and are Mekel and Gansen. And most Paiskim hold that even though the Ramah only mentioned the dispensation of adding a title before mentioning the name, which would be matter the mentioning of the name, even though he only mentioned this dispensation by a Rebbe, it applies equally to a father. And even by a father, most Paiskim assume that if you first mention a title, you could in fact proceed to give the father's name directly as long as you first mention a title. And the Goyin brings many rayas to this effect. The Goyin brings many different chazals that describe people, Tanoim, Amiroim, describing their father by first mentioning a title, and that you see clearly that even when it comes to your father, you can mention his name as long as you give a title first. For instance, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuftes Vav says, Rabbi Yossi said, Abba Chalafta would say, and who's Abba Chalafta? That was the name of his father. Chalafta was Rabbi Yossi's father. And he says, Abba Chalafta. He mentioned his father directly by name because he mentioned the title first. He said, Abba. Abba is a title. And by saying Abba Chalafta, that was the heter. And that's why most Paiskim assumed, Aruch HaShulchan, that it's mutter by a father to mention your father by name if you first give a title. So according to what we're saying now, according to the Marshal, if you're getting an aliyah, whether it's necessary to identify your father, in that case, it would be mutter to mention your father by name as long as you add a title. However, when it comes to, let's say, a gabbai giving an aliyah to his father, there's a very interesting chumrah from Ramosha. And Ramesh is not specifically talking about a gabai. Ramesh is talking about this isser of mentioning your father by name. And Ramesh's shita is that if you want to mention your father by name, by first giving a title to him, by first saying, let's say, Avi Meiri, or something to that effect, that's only a heter if it's not berabim. But if it's berabim, there's room to be machemir, even if you mention a title before directly saying his name. What's the source? So there's the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says that there was a certain Talmud Chacham who gives a shir, and then there was a Meturgeman. That's how the shir in the times of the Amiram was structured. And the Gemara over there says that Mar Bar Ravashi would say, Kach Omar Abba Mori. Mar Bar Ravashi, the son of Ravashi, would say, Kach Omar Abba Mori in a shir. But his Meturgeman, the translator, was allowed to say, Ravashi said. He didn't have to say Abba Mori, because it wasn't his father. So the Marba Ravashi just said, Abba Mori would say. And the Meturgeman would say, Ravashi would say. As I said, the Gemara. Frektor Moshe, if it's mutter to say your father's name, if you first give a title, then what's pshat in this Gemara? Why, after he said Abba Mori, why didn't he just say Abba Ashi, or Abba Mori Ashi? Since he first mentioned the title, why did he just stop there and say Abba Mori and Weiter? Why didn't he mention his father's name, Ravashi, after first giving him a title? So if Moshe wants to be Mudaik, Weiss does that if it's Berabim, it's Osir, even if you first mention a title before giving the name. And therefore, he didn't want to say in public, Abba Ashi or Abba Mori Ashi. Azoi Zog to Moshe. According to this Chumrah, if a person's giving an aliyah to his father, he would have a problem of saying Abba Mori Pliny or Abba Pliny. He should just say Yamoid Avi Meiri, because since it's Berabim, according to Ramesha, you would have a problem of mentioning your father directly by name. According to this L'chaira, it would come out of Grace of Chiddush. Let's say you're giving a shir and you're quoting your Rebbe, so L'chaira, the same Chumrah of Ramesha would apply. If you're a Talmud of Reb Makil Kotler, so you're giving a shir, you say, Reb Makil said, according to this, it should be a problem, because even though you're mentioning a title first, but since it's your Rebbe, it's also if it's Berabim, according to Ramesha. That's a tremendous Chiddush. But at Kuponim, that's the Chiddush of Ramesha, that if it's Berabim, even by mentioning a title first, it's a problem. So that is the Chiddush. So it comes out that if you're asked what your name is when they're trying to call you out from Aliyah, where it's not Berabim, so according to most Paiskim, it's mutter. Even if it's Befnei Ha'av, it's mutter to mention your father's name if you first add a title. According to the Shach, if it's only Shaloi Befanov, it's mutter. If it's Befanov, it's Aser. Lamaisa, we don't pass like the Shach. According to most Paiskim, we assume that even if it's Befanov, you can mention your father's name by first adding a title. If it's Berabim, then, and let's say that's the person who's calling up his father for an aliyah, let's say the Gabai, so in that case, you have another Chumrah, and that's Ramesha, that holds that Berabim, you can't mention your father's name even by first adding a title. Now, there's one last heter that's given by the Paiskin, and that is that there's a heter given by Reb Chaim Palagi for a person who's, let's say, called up for an aliyah, and they ask him, what's your name? And he says, Yisrael ben Yaakov. He doesn't even say Reb Yaakov. He just says his father's name. He doesn't even mention a title. Reb Chaim Palagi holds that even in that case, we have a heter. What's the heter? So he says, very interesting. He says, we already established, it says Abba Chalafta, that it's mutter for a son to say, my father, Abba Chalafta, and mention the father's name, because Abba is a sign of respect. It's a title. And therefore, since it's a title, it's matter a person to proceed to mention the father's name directly after giving this title. Says Reb Chaim Palagi, so too, if you say, my name is Yisrael ben Yaakov, when you say I'm ben Pliny, that alone is a sign of chashivos, it's a type of title. Just like if I say Abba Chalafta, the Gemara says it's Beseder, so too if you say I'm Ben Pliny, that's also a somewhat of a title, and it's considered as a chashivos, a status, that you are the son of Pliny. And therefore, if I say Yisrael Ben Yaakov, that itself is a chashivas by saying Ben Yaakov, and even if you don't say Ben Reb Yaakov, the Reb Chaim Palagi holds that it's mutter. Maisa l'chatchila, a person should be machmer and say Yisrael Ben Reb Yaakov, but l'maisa, yesh amal lismech, if a person was meikol or is meikol, you can't, it could be, you can't, shouldn't be meiche, but there's certainly a reason why he should be machmer, and the zikr, a person l'chatchila should be machmer, should say Yisrael Ben Reb Yaakov. But that is the basic heter of Reb Chaim Palagi with respect to the isser of mentioning your father by name.